sorry, we're closing. Hey, you! No, come on in. Come in. Oh, man, you look exhausted. How long have you been out there clearing trees? 4 a.m.? That's like 16 hours straight. Oof. It's a wonder you can still stand up. Here, have a seat. I insist. I'm insisting. This is me insisting. Sit. Here, in my chair. There you go. Oh, you're so tired. Everything I've heard, I mean, it sounds like you guys have been crazy busy. Trees were down all over the place. Well, you and your buddies are lifesavers for being out there. I know it's not exactly your day job doing that kind of stuff, but all I've heard all day from people is how grateful they are for you all clearing the roads and getting branches off their houses. Speaking of which, what? You were at my place just now? Wait, what? You got that whole tree out of my driveway and the branches off my garage? What's this? My yard? Holy cow! How did you manage all that? It was a disaster. Oh, yes.
No big deal, ma'am. I just went over and bench-pressed half a giant maple tree out of your driveway. Not a problem.
Quit trying to downplay it. That was like a ton of work. I honestly figured it would be a while before anyone could get around to my place. What could you possibly feel bad about? You must be joking. So you did all that for me, and you're worried about tearing a couple of shingles off the garage? Don't be ridiculous. Stop it. You will not. I'm not even worried about that. The roof itself is fine, though, right? That's a relief. I really can't thank you enough. I mean, I can replace a couple shingles myself. I just couldn't imagine trying to clear all that up alone, though. But me? Trying to run a chainsaw? That could get messy. And who knows when I could hire people to come do it. That's what I've been hearing. Weeks, at least. I mean, that storm hit hard. So glad we got the generator installed a couple years ago so these businesses here could split electricity just in case. I know it's been tough for a lot of folks who are going without. Ah, well, we're just trying to do our part. I know it's not much, but at least we can let people come in and charge their phones and get some cold water bottles, a few supplies. It's something anyway. And I've already told the girls we'll be giving out a bunch of free haircuts for all the people that are pitching in. Well, giving out haircuts is easy. I'd let you do it if I trained you a little bit first. I'm not a barber. I'm a stylist. It's okay. I'm only teasing. Well, there are a few differences, but there's a lot of overlap. Like, I'm not supposed to use a straight razor to shave your face, but a barber can. I will totally do it for you, though. Just, like, promise not to tell. Smart man. Always defer to a woman with a razor. Speaking of which, I know you want to get back home to get some sleep, but could I at least give you a trim to start saying thank you for everything you've done? I want to do it. I mean, that won't even come close to making us even, but... Stop it. You're not a mess. In fact, knowing how much you got done today, you look suspiciously put together. Oh, you just happened to swing by your house to get cleaned up before coming in to say hi. Well then, you've officially just surrendered your excuse. Too late. I'm giving you a haircut. Yeah. I'm just going to turn the lights off out front so nobody comes in and drags you off to go rescue them, too. I'm selfish like that. There. We are officially closed and officially alone. Now there won't be any interruptions. Probably. Okay, now let's get this cape on you, Mr. Superhero. You know what? And while I'm at it, I'm going to put a little something on these scratches. Are they from the tree branches? Ah, I see. Well, at least when I'm cutting, it's pretty rare that anyone fights back. Oh, I'm sorry if that stings. Here. There. That better? I'll steer clear of these battle scars, but I am going to get the hot towels and warm up the shaving cream, and I'm gonna get out the straight razor. It will be, but shh, you better not tattle on me. I don't need a bunch of angry barbers outside picketing my shop. Good boy. Be right back. Now, look up. Does that feel nice? I'm concentrating. I mean, I am doing something rather clandestine. I'm really not supposed to be shaving your face like this. I could get in trouble. Oh yeah, big trouble. Hunted. Hunted down by barbers. Okay, up. Perfect. Oh, there we go. That's better. How handsome. Here, you have taken a beating. This moisturizer is cool, and it'll feel really good. Ah, there you go. Okay, so now I'm gonna wash your hair. No, your hair's not dirty, silly. It's just to help you relax. I want to start winding you down before you go home to sleep. Or you could sleep right here. You look like you could. I mean, the girls in the morning might have some questions, but it's fine by me. I'm going to lay you down now. There we go. God, you look like you're so blissed out right now. Okay, now I'm just gonna use my fingertips to work this in. Now I'll rinse it out. So, now is when I would normally blow you dry, but no, it's too loud. I'm gonna towel you down. There we go. Perfect. I'm going to take a little of this and work it in gently. And I know you like a scalp massage. Every time when I do it after cutting your hair, your eyes go all dreamy. I swear, guys just don't get touched enough. You're like a little puppy when I do this. Yeah, you can't. It feels too good. You can't fight it. I have you in my power. Okay, so I'm gonna get some of this. Okay, here we go. That feels good, doesn't it? Good. Just want to get all the tension out of you. Of course, you're very welcome. Now we do your hair. I mean, I don't have much to do. Whoever cut your hair last week, I mean, she did a really good job. Absolutely, she is the best. There we go. Good, good. Now I'm just going to make sure we get any trimmings off of you. Okay. All done here. Oh, no, you don't. We're done here. We're not done yet. Come with me is what now? We're taking the show on the road. Now you come along to the back. March. Ooh, nope, too bright. Let's style this down. There we go. And you go right over here. Now sit. And now, I'm going to give you a hand massage. Your hands. I'm not saying they're dirty. You're very clean. Mom would be proud. So they got pretty torn up too, goofball? Those trees really did put up a fight. Okay, stay put. Okay, this is the stuff. Okay. There we go. All better. Now, you get a hand massage. Okay, just relax, okay? You can close your eyes if you want to. Whatever you like. Hey, what? I'm glad you think so. And why should I stop soon? That's fine, too. You can doze off if you want. I'll take care of you. Well, I suppose if you really want to stay awake to enjoy it, I guess we'll have to give you something to keep you alert. At least until the chair massage. No, not coffee. You need to go home and get some sleep. Coffee won't help you with that, so let's try a little more natural stimulant. Doing? What? Whatever do you mean? What's that? Oh. These buttons on my shirt. I just wanted to get a little more comfortable. And maybe give your tired eyes something to look at. Just to keep you alert. Now, how many do you think I should unbutton? Will 3 do the trick? Or would 4 be better? 3 or 4? Of course I'm serious. I wouldn't joke about something as important as cleavage. So, 3 or 4? And why would I pinch you? Oh no. I think you're pretty wide awake now, so let's try 3 and see what happens, yeah? Well then, if there's no objections. There. How's that? Why, thank you. You've always seemed to be kind of a boob guy. No need to be embarrassed. No, you're not obvious about it or anything. In fact, it's mostly because you try so hard not to look. Not at all. I want you to look. You deserve to rest your eyes on something you like to look at. It's not a trap. You're entirely too suspicious. I mean, if you haven't figured it out by now, I've been crushing on you pretty hard for a while. Don't sound so surprised. I've been dropping hints for like a minute. Listen, I like you. A lot. A lot, a lot. But real talk? I got the impression you hadn't been single for very long when we first met, when you first came in here. You seemed like you were hurting. And as much as I wanted to make it not hurt, I figured you needed some time. So, yes, I like you. I really, really like you, so I didn't want us, if there was ever a possibility that there could be an us, to just be a rebound thing, so I gave it time and stuck to giving hints, but apparently I was being too subtle. You know, I've always heard that the nicer a guy is, the harder it is for him to figure out that a girl is interested in him. Oh. No, I wouldn't say I'm interested in you. No. I left interested in the dust about 100 miles back. I've fallen for you. Why is that hard to believe? That's really sweet of you to say, but I'm not sure I'm all those things, certainly not all the time. But even if I were, why would that make you not believe it? Deserve? You? Do you have any idea how great you are? Shush. Listen. Listen closely. When you came here today, did you take an 8-lane freeway? To get here, did you take the 9th exit off the 4th Cloverleaf to get to my shop? Did you pass very many skyscrapers on the way? Right. Exactly. We live in a small town. I own a salon. Do you really think I don't know everything there is to know about you from everyone and their brother's neighbor's cousin? I mean, I don't just fall for anyone. I do my research. My findings were that you are a polite, kind, caring, handsome man who treats everyone around him well and goes out of his way to help people, who tips beyond generously but hides the bigger bills inside a small one to not attract attention. Uh-huh, sure. You're fooling no one here. So, back to the hard to believe I'm absolutely crushing on you thing. Believe it. And what are you going to do with all this new and interesting information? Convince you? He wants me to convince him. How do we suppose I should go about convincing him? Let's see. I spent the last 6 months flirting with him incessantly. I've spent the last half an hour fawning all over him. I've got him in my chair, after hours, with the doors locked and the lights turned down, and I've all but begged him to look down my shirt, which I've unbuttoned specifically for that purpose. I haven't tried writing it across my forehead with a marker yet, but let me try an experiment. I'm absolutely smitten with you. I want to be yours, and I want you to be mine, and that to be the beginning, middle, and end of it. But I tell you what, I don't mind waiting a little while longer, if you're interested but not ready yet. However, for the record, I would really, really like to climb into your lap and plant a kiss on your lips right now. Is that something you might possibly, maybe, potentially also be interested in?
Yes, you can unbutton it. Yes, you can kiss me there. And there. Yes. And there. Yes. Yes, fuck. Unbutton whatever you want on me. Let me turn around. So I can grind against you while you touch me. Please. Don't ask. Please. Just touch me.
Okay, I really need you. I really... I need you to lead me to my house so we can make sure there's no, you know, storm damage inside the house, I mean. Now. Right, exactly. That's the responsible thing to do as a homeowner, so I'll follow you to my house and we'll conduct an inspection. Yeah, an inspection. That's it. Immediately. Good, good. That's good. So good. I'm glad you're on board. Sure. Sweetie, what's that? I like the way you kiss me. It's even better than I imagined. And I imagined it, like, a lot. A lot, a lot. You know, if you keep kissing me like that, everyone's gonna see. This big old city's gonna talk. That's right. Let them. Now, you get in your truck and lead the way. And sweetheart, the roads are clear now? Then don't drive slow.